Okay, guys, this is Kimberly Jessica reporting in live today from Hollywood, California, and I'm just going to get on my soapbox for a minute because this lady that I have on the line, like, she is all that and, like, 10 Louboutins, too. Like, forget a bag of chips. This lady's, like, 10 Louboutins and beyond. This lady has overcome obstacle after obstacle after obstacle and came out on top looking unscathed. And when I'm talking about looking, I'm thinking, I'm giving you the vision of Housewives, that type of beauty, that type of style, that type of brand. This lady is, was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. She's a wife, a mother, and an owner of a toy poodle named Snuggles. Hello, didn't I say Housewives? Snuggles, right? Then she has been in, she has been successful in small businesses, in MLM companies and politics. She has over 20 years in the automotive industry and the CEO of CTC, Coaching and Personal Development, LLC. She is a high-achieving woman. She takes fear and turns it into fierceness and success, and she helps women live the, their best lives possible and overcoming the feeling like they are a fraud in their lives. And ladies and gentlemen, I have none other than Dr. Missy Johnson on the line. Dr. Missy, are you there?
I am here. Hi.
Hi, oh, my gosh, Dr. Missy. Can I just tell you that you're the bomb? That's what I want to tell you. Like, your testimonials are off the chain. You know what I mean? I mean, you have other, you know, women from the Empowerment Empress, you know, so, you know, just salutations left and right. Dr. Missy, you have overcame some powerful things, and we want to hear your story. Please, Dr. Missy, share with us your story. Share with us your story.
Absolutely. You know, first of all, I'm so delighted to be, you know, on this interview with you. I simply just adore you. I simply just love you. And one of the reasons why, because, you know, we live in a society where things are just, like, so fake and, you know, and we say live and Memorex, but you keep it real. So that's what I really, really love about you.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Missy. You know, you create that space and environment, I want to tell you, too, that it helps me be my authentic self. And when I find that I'm being in a place of any type of way that is outside of my true being, I find that your presence makes it so easy for me to step back and say, you know, Dr. Missy, I was out of line. I was out of order. I'm willing to let that go. Please, you know, please let's just go on and be friends. Very seldom you meet people, Dr. Missy, that create that type of environment where, you know, you can like step back and say, wow, you know, your presence just made me check myself. That is the power of dealing with Dr. Missy, folks.
Well, you know, Kimberly, I kind of been that way for a little while, but when you were asking me to show them my testimony of things that I've been through a lot, and I just know that everybody has a God that they serve, and I don't knock anybody for the God that they serve, but for the God that I serve, He has brought me from 3 near-death traumatic injuries.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
wow.
In the past 5 years, you know, before the past, I would say 6 years, I was like that song, I'm living my life, life is golden, it's golden, it's golden, that was Jill Scott sings about. And I was really doing that thing, untouched, unscathed, followers, whatever Dr. Missy's doing, I'm going to do. And then one day, everything came to a halt. When I say halt, I mean halt, meaning like a red stop sign. And it started back in 2009, 5/23, here in Detroit, Michigan. Nice, sunshiny day, not a cloud in the sky. Well, the first near-death experience was I was hit by a car head-on collision, 60 miles an hour, lost my memory for about 3 months. And if you ask me my name at that time, and I just want to drop the doctor just for a moment, but if you ask me my name, Missy, I couldn't tell you. I knew that it was a question, but I just couldn't put it together what it represented. And I was out of work for 2 years. I couldn't tell you my name was Missy. I had so many neurology doctors and people taking care of me. I just thank God for giving me such astute academic doctors to take care of me. And I got through all of that by the grace of God, and everything is fine. And then it happened, let's say 2012. 2012 came, and, you know, I'm still having some relapses from my memory. I had the long term, but the short term, I just couldn't get. So my life is going, you know, back, trying to get back to a normalcy. And then I end up falling 12 feet in my house where I broke all the bones in my body from the right shoulder all the way down to my ankle, and I was in a wheelchair for 9 months. And I was in a cast for 9 months. And I started out with a cast out of my shoulder, then the cast went all the way down to my ankles because they didn't want any part of my body to move. And, you know, I came through that, you know. And I know that I'm skating past really quick, but I would tell you, I was on so many drugs and so much medicine. And, you know, when they sent me home, I had a needle in my neck where I would just take a pump and just pump the medicine in me. And then the drugstore would come to my door every 3 or 4 days and give me a refill because that's how much pain I was in. Mm. Then what happened 14 months ago, 15 months ago, I made it through that. Kimberly made it through that. We're talking about missing. We made it through that. Then the last thing that happened, went to the hospital for an overnight stay. But really not even an overnight stay, an outpatient stay. That's what it's called, an outpatient stay. So I came to the hospital, outpatient stay, and then what happened to me, I was an outpatient 60 days later. Because when I ended up having that surgery, my body somehow internally went into a toxic shock. And it went all through my body that sent me into a medicated coma for 47 days. And and I was in ICU for 31 days. And, you know, but again, I came out. So when you talk about transparency, you know, a person might not necessarily have a 60 miles an hour head on collision, but I promise you that person has had a hit in their life where it seemed like they hit rock bottom and they couldn't come up. A person might not have had a fall where they fell 12 feet in their home, but a person that is listening to the sound of my voice, they fell from something, or they fell into something where they seemed like they couldn't even come out. They failed. But I came out and you could come out. And then when I went into the hospital and I came into that medicated coma, and then when I came out of the medicated coma, had all the rehabilitation. So you might have came out of that fall, you might have came out of that hit, and you were just in the rehabilitation of your life, meaning trying to get yourself back together. Well, I'm telling you that if I can come out of those things medically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually, then you can come out too. And that's how I turn my fear into fearless.
Wow. Wow, Dr. Missy. This is the, you see, people, this is why I ask the story. Because the story is the purpose of why you have the success and the business that you have today. It's your story. It's your story, Dr. Missy. And I just want to applaud you for living out the promise that you made to yourself and God to go from fear to fearless. And now you're helping other women do the same. What are the kinds of women that you work with? Because right now you have a mantra saying, I am helping 1,000 women silence failure, fear, and fraud, so they can finally walk confidently in their authentic purpose.
That's right.
Share with us.
That's right.
Share with us more about that, Dr. Missy.
What that means to me is that I am an academia.
Mm.
I love school. I can't help it. And when I was a little girl, I never dreamed, because there was so much of controversy going on in our family, you know, coming from an abusive family or an abusive father, I would say, because I'm a church girl. I'm just going to keep it real. I'm a church girl. You know, they talk about Amazing Grace, how sweet they sound. That was me. I was raised up on that. And because of that, it was Amazing Grace in church, but it was nothing amazing when I went home. So I never had the opportunity to dream. Actually, I just started dreaming until I went to college. That's the first time I started dreaming. I never thought about who I was going to become or what I was going to become as a little girl, because I didn't have time for that, because I was taking care of my sisters. I was protecting them, you know, from that. You know, I went through a lot. You know, when I was also, you know, in my teens, I was raped, you know, in my teens, you know, from someone in the church. You know, I was also a young lady because I had so much on me at that time, trying to be the mother in a two-family home. I just want my listeners to listen to that. I was trying to be the mother and a father in a two-parent home, but because of the abuse in the family, I didn't have time to dream. So when you ask me what women am I looking for, I'm looking for women who wore the mask. I'm looking for the woman who has the cover-up. I'm looking for the woman who tried to replace their academics or replace something in their life with a career, but they were still hurting on the inside. I'm looking for the woman who looked like if they crack, that they just might not get it back together again because they're taking care of their mother, they're taking care of their father, or they want to do something different. And they say, well, I have all this skill set. I don't want to reset my life. But what I would tell you, you have your skill set, so now you have a mindset reset. And once you have a skill set, mindset, then you can reset your life. So I'm looking for women who want to reset their life. And the question is, will you be one?
Walk us through briefly, Dr. Misty, what it's like to work with you in one of your signature programs. Walk us through that process.
It's very...
I'm a woman that I'm a description of what you just described. I'm coming to you now, and I'm like, look, Dr. Missy, I'm fed up. I'm sick of feeling like crap all the time. I look like a million bucks, but I feel like a fake. I'm struggling to find who I am and who I want to be. I feel lost in life. I know I have these gifts, but I don't know how to put them together. I need guidance. Can you help me?
What that looks like is, first, you have to take off the mask when you come to me. And the mask is really take off the emotions. Because when you come to me, you can't come in unsure of yourself. I'm not saying you can't come unsure of what you want, because a lot of times we don't know what we want. But I don't want you to come to me if you are unsure that you don't want to make a change. Because when we drill down, when I drill down into you, it's going to be very intense. Because what I'm doing, everything that you put into your school, everything that you put into your career, everything you put into your family, everything you put into your spouse, I don't think you want to relive that anymore. You want to go at an accelerated mode. You want to be with someone who's been there. So I'm going to say, take off the mask. And then what I do is that I have you to do a belief map. Belief map of what you believe that you want to become, and a belief map of what you look like today. But you have to be very authentic and very true. I have to let you know that this is a project that we do together, because I can't do it for you. You got to put it all on paper. So now I see what you're dealing with, what your belief system is. What is your belief system? Then what we're going to do, we're going to take pieces of that and turn it around so we can show you how to live in your authentic purpose. But you have to come with something in mind. You got to come wanting something more than what you have, and you can't come with a belief system that's wavering. You have to believe that you're going to achieve. And if you can't believe that you're going to achieve, even though you don't know what it'll look like, that's my role, to help you get there. Because that's the same thing that happened to me. I spent so much money on coaching. that they coached me out of my money because they showed me something that looked like a bright, shiny object that looked like a magic wand. But at the end of the rainbow, I didn't have no ruby red slippers. All I had was a bill.
Wow. Wow.
You have to come being very authentic and very real, because what happens when you come to me and you're not real and you're not ready, fake and fear don't go together. Being fake and fear don't go together. And I don't want your money.
Wow.
If you're not ready.
It takes a lot. It takes a big, powerful coach to say, in the service-based industry, I don't want your money.
I don't want your money.
That's when
you know why I don't want your money?
Somebody that's super powerful.
You know why I don't want your money? Because
tell us why.
Everything that I teach the clients, the exit strategy, the belief map, the step process, what I teach them on how to get out of, I already have carried it. I've already paid the price. I know that I have been assigned for this time to help women to release fear, failure, and fraud so that they can live an authentic purpose, so they can stop being fearful, so they become fearless. I paid the price for you with my soul, with my life.
Wow.
And I made a covenant to my God, saying if you let me live one more time, then I promise you I will bring out many. From 1 to 100, from 100 to 1,000, from 1,000 to 10,000, from 10,000 to 1,000,000, because I ain't scared of no zeros.
You are one powerful lady, I have to tell you. One powerful lady. I have to applaud you. What are next steps? What's coming up next for Dr. Missy and your business that you want the world to know about, Dr. Missy?
What's coming up next? Oh, my God. I'm just so excited. I'm like a firecracker.
Me too. I'm busting out the seams here. I'm trying to tell us everything.
Yeah. Absolutely. What's coming up next is it's called the Fearful Woman Going to Fearless. And it is a program that's coming out that's just going to show them how to live in their destined-driven leadership. It's a book also coming out that I'm going to highlight 25 women who want to tell their story, authentic story. Because, see, what I do is show them how to go from fearful to fearless. But my story might only reach my tribe. But their story might reach another tribe. I don't know what their story is, but I believe with 7 billion people in the world, I can't touch everybody. But I believe of these 25 authors that's going to be coming up, I believe that their story will touch somebody else. I believe that there's a tribe for everyone. And that is the next venture that's coming up at the end of this year. And I am like bananas about it.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And when is that coming out, Dr. Missy?
We're targeting it for the end of December so they can go into January 1st. So when people make all these resolutions in these new years, I want these authors to make the resolution that I'm going to 2017. Not fearful, but fearless. And I'm living in my authentic purpose and walking confidently in my freedom.
Wow, this is amazing. I'm excited just hearing about it. So you're bringing them out of the old and into the new powerfully.
Yes, powerfully, because it's their time. You know, this is a time that I really believe this in my spirit. This is a time where we talked about the industrial age and we talked about the computer age. And, you know, there's so many ages, you know, within, you know, our history. But I believe for the Western woman, that this is the age to rewrite your story. If the government of the United States could start rewriting policies and start rewriting the Constitution and things like that, then I believe this is also the time for the Western woman to rewrite her story.
Wow. She said the Western woman. That's wow. You just blew me away with that one. Wow. Well, you know, I don't remember who said it, but they said that it was a Western woman that would change the world. I forgot what leader said that, but there was a major leader that said the Western woman would change the world. And here you are.
I believe it was Gandhi.
Fulfilling that prophecy. Gandhi, exactly. And here you are fulfilling that prophecy. That's
in the 21st century.
Yep. And the 21st century has come. It's here now. Wow. I'm just so happy to know you. You know what I mean? Like, prophecies that were made before we were even born, you're talking about them. And you had to remember if it was Gandhi. That's how you know that it's something major, because you didn't even, you know what I mean? Like, that came from the spirit, literally. Dr. Missy, how can we get in touch with you and work with you? Give us all your information so we can get our clients looking for you and working with you.
You can contact me at askdrmissy@gmail.com, askdrmissy@gmail.com. I am also on Facebook at Break Free Coach, Dr. Missy Johnson on Facebook. I am on Twitter at AskDrMissy.com. I am on Instagram at AskDrMissy, AskDrMissy.com. If you don't remember nothing else, just remember AskDrMissy or AskDrMissy.com, my website, on Facebook, AskDrMissy, Breakthrough Coach. You'll find me there. Just AskDrMissy@gmail.com.
You know, that should be a column. Seriously, Ask Dr. Missy. That should be a column. Like, literally, like, you know, you think Dr. Ruth and you think Dear Abby, that's a column, Ask Dr. Missy. So you may want to do something with that one day. Seriously, or a talk show, Ask Dr. Missy, the next Oprah, Ask Dr. Missy. Seriously, Ask Dr. Missy.
Oh, yes.
I love it.
I believe that, and I'll receive that.
Our reality TV show based on coaching.
Oh, yes. I receive that. You know, you are a woman, you know, of great wealth and great knowledge. And one of the people understand, wealth doesn't always mean money, but it's a big part of it. But
yes.
Kimberly, you are a woman of great wealth, of great knowledge. That's what I'm referring to as wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I've gotten older and I've learned some things, yes, money is... it's very, very essential. It's close to oxygen, absolutely. But wealth also incorporates what you know, what you've learned, and what you have learned through other people. So you're very wealthy.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Missy. That means so much coming from a person like you. And you have no idea how I see you. You're up there to me. So I love you to pieces. I'm glad we're friends. I'm glad we're sisters. And I'm glad we're business partners. And I'm glad to be putting the word out there and letting the world know more about this fantabulous, beautiful Dr. Missy. You guys got to see her. This blonde is drop-dead gorgeous. She is a bombshell, guys. Dr. Missy, thank you so much for interviewing with us here at the Huffington Post today, and we look forward to seeing your interview syndicated all over the world and all over the Internet, and we look forward to having you back and sharing your articles with the Huffington Post, because you're destined for greatness. You're living it. You're meant to be famous, and it's your time. It's seriously your time.
Thank you so much, and I receive that, and thank you to everyone who reads the article, who listens to the article, who listens to the
podcast and the radio show. Mm-hmm.
Yes, because I just want to say this one last thing, Kimberly. I don't take this platform for granted. There's so many people out there that have opportunity to speak to one or to speak to 1,000. But if I could just touch one person's soul to go from fearful to fearless, then I've done my job. And I just want to leave on that.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Missy, for talking with us today. This felt more of like a soul jam session more than anything. You know, it was a soul jam session where you dropped knowledge, nuggets, info. You dropped health, wealth, love. It's just, I love what we did today. And I look forward to having you back, Dr. Missy.
Thank you.
God bless you, Dr. Missy, and we will be talking to you again soon. Folks, this is Kimberly Jessica signing off from Hollywood, California. I just interviewed the famous Dr. Missy. You guys, check her out. Look up Ask Dr. Missy on any forum. You can Google Ask Dr. Missy. You will find her. Dr. Missy is an amazing human being, and you will not be sorry if you go and check this lady out and work with her. God bless Dr. Missy, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.